Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. Happy Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday. It's not Monday. It's not Wednesday. It's Tuesday. If you don't know who my guest is this week, I get amazed at her books. She has written a slew of them. Don't ask me to name them all. I'll go crazy. I have a couple of them. Not even autograph, but I have a couple of them. Michelle Prince is, I told her this off before we got online, and a woman messages me today and says, "You misspelled her name." So, no, I spelled it very correctly, didn't I, Michelle?
Yes, my parents misspelled my name because it was before Facebook. Not Facebook, but a spell check. So I was born for a spell check. It's what happened.
Well, it's not my fault. I mean, this lady was harping on me like I misspelled it, like I made a mistake. And you've known me long enough. Do I make mistakes like that? No.
Not like that.
Other mistakes, yes. Not that. So Michelle is an author. And if you have not seen her photography, look at it and get blown away. She is that good, in my opinion. I find it excellent. I find it wonderful. I get so impressed with it.
Well, thank you.
No, I thank you. It's beautiful images. I wish you'd do some posters. And you know, I would have one or two up in my office here. Tell me about the new book your series you're working on right now.
Well, my new book, it's up for pre-order. It's called Free, and no, it's not free, but it is called Free. It's book 5 in my motorcycle series that I work with Ren McCabe on, the Steel MC's Montana Charter. And for anybody who's read the Steel MCs, it starts with book 1 with Roadkill. She's found on the side of the road, beaten and left for dead. And our hero, Red, comes and saves her. He ends up taking her up to Montana, and he decides to start a charter there because he's found somebody he wants to be with. In the meantime, there's some finding out who left her for dead, settling some scores, and they also find out about an underground domestic violence network. And Free was actually rescued in book 1. They happened to come across her as she was basically being beaten by her ex, and they rescued her, and she stayed on at the ranch. But she's also had some issues at the ranch where the compound is, and it was kind of to the point where she had to go or she had to settle down, and so that's kind of where we're at with Free. And the book does start off, there's a trigger warning for people. She actually does get she does get gang raped at the very beginning, just because I know people like trigger warnings. You don't feel it from her side. She has a very good way of compartmentalizing things, and she will literally just leave her body when stuff happens to her. So not from that standpoint, trigger warning, but she does get assaulted, and our hero comes in and starts to work with her on multiple levels.
You don't mind taking a few listener questions, do you? I'm going to read them. I don't have them on.
Oh,
they drive me crazy when somebody's like, they spend too long, and I don't mind answering the questions. So. Do you mind?
Absolutely. No, not a problem.
Okay. I love this. This woman says, "My name is Diana Prince, and where do you
Wonder
get your
Woman.
Inspiration from?" Yeah, she must be a relative.
She's Wonder Woman, Diana Prince. Okay, sorry. My inspiration. For this series, my friend Ren has her own Steel MC. She's the one who started them. And she's like, "You know, I really just want to write a motorcycle book with you." And I was like, "No." And then I just kept seeing this vision of roadkill on the side of the road getting rescued. And that's kind of where that one came from. All of mine come from different places. A lot of times if somebody asks me a question or starts, they'll start me down a road or they're like, oh, how about a tattoo series? And I'm like, absolutely not. And an hour later, I've got one. I'm halfway plotted through the first book in the series. It's just kind of what happens with me. So some things I get from images, as we all call it, inspiration. Other things I get from just life. I have a book that's coming out in November called The Rotation. It's a standalone and loosely based on my own life, I guess, in a way, at the very beginning of it, at least. So it's just something that I've had tucked away for a while, and I finally submitted it to Satin Romance, and they said they wanted it, so it'll be coming out in November, I believe. So,
let me ask you a simple question here. You're going to be doing an appearance next week. It blows me away. I mean, too bad I wasn't in the area. I would come. You want to tell them where you're going?
I will be at the Mall of America, the biggest mall, most visited mall in the country. Can't say the world because Canada has the biggest mall, but it's in Bloomington, Minnesota, which is Twin Cities. There's VIP tickets still available till the end of the week. If you get a VIP ticket, you pay $15, you're going to get 9 to 12 books in your bag because we've had some amazing authors donate books to us, and you also get lunch, and there's going to be models. So, I mean, you kind of get everything, and we have every genre from children's, adults. We're romance heavy, but we have steampunk, and we have mystery, and we have, you know, sci-fi, and pretty much anything you can think of, we've got it there.
And I have to tell you, I've seen this woman's work. You have to look her up and find her photography. She has a beautiful eye, you could say a flair for photography. And if you haven't seen her photography, you should. See, I'm prejudiced, too.
Yep. That's good. That's okay. All the girls, not the backdrop, because that's the stock, but all the girls on the covers of this entire series, they're all, I took all their pictures. The first one is the one who started it with Roadkill. I took this amazing picture of Sammy, and she had her legs up on a bike, and so they all are upside down on my covers because it just kind of started a trend. So every girl is upside down, and it works because they live in Turnabout Creek, and they all kind of flip their legs, so it just kind of works to have them all upside down.
When you're writing a book, and does this, you get inspired from everywhere, I know, like any writer, but when you're writing a book like in this series, do you have titles already selected, or do you have ideas selected, or do you the book's already technically plotted but not written, or what? Thank you, Brian, for your question.
In this one, the first one, like I said, I got the vision at the very beginning of her just being half out of the dead on the side of the road, and as he was rescuing her, when they're traveling, a woman sees her beaten up, and she's like, I can save you. And she said, no, he saved me. And that's what got us down this other train. For this series, we know what the next five books are going to be. The next one is fully plotted. The other two are loosely plotted. We know an idea, but my co-author and I, because I write it with somebody, we have to plot it out so that way we stay on track, because if we just pantsed our way through it, it would not be a good thing. So we need to have a little more plotting and in this one. But yeah, we do have a lot of their names already picked out. The next one after Free is Cream. Then Dream. Somehow we ended up rhyming. That was not the case. It was just the characters that are involved in it. We have Topaz, who she's already a character in our series. And so since the books are always named after the girls' road names, so that one was already done. Yep, Doc is number 10. Number 9 is kind of in the air. We're still trying to decide between two different girls which story we want to tell. But we know that Doc's going to be number 10. It just kind of bookends things perfectly for a second arc. Because two through five has one overarching story, and then we have the next one's going to have another overarching story. So that's kind of how we plot it out for that series. Other series, different situations, but every kid, every book is different.
So. Jace is asking this question. He says, basically, how far ahead, since this is a 10-episode book series, how far ahead are you planning for the next series or the next project?
For the next project or the other projects I have going on, I guess would be my question on that, because I have a tattoo series that has, it's on book two, but it's going to at least book six. I have a football series that I need to get back to because these kind of took precedence. That one was going to go to, I think, 13 or 12 books at least. And then I have some paranormals, and I have some stuff that I'm working on with another author that we know is going to be a trilogy. So with me, I'm constantly working on different projects.
Want to mention that author or leave her out of it?
Her name is Dahlia Rose. Somehow I end up finding some wonderful collaborations, and Dahlia and I are actually writing a serial killer series. So, or cult, kind of a, you got to figure out if it's a serial killer or cult or a mixture of the two. So we just went to MurderCon so we could learn all about police forensics and all that stuff, but yeah, that one will be a little bit different than what I normally write, but Dahlia and I will be writing in that one. So sometimes I need those co-writers because they'll keep me going if I try to lag and try to go in a different direction.
Okay. Dana is asking this question. She asks, I saw you at one of your last appearances at a book show. Do you have any favorite stories of trying to read the scroll here. Oh, here we go. Favorite stories of conventions or book shows?
She was at Writers on the River because I was at RWA, but I was just an indie signer there. But so if she was at Writers on the River, she saw I Fell Twice. That was fun because, you know, I need to be surrounded by bubble wrap always. I've had some amazing adventures going to different book signings. There's usually at least one or two people that just crack me up, just make me laugh and talk with me. If there is a dance, I usually try to actually do it because I figure why not? So that's always something fun for me to do. I absolutely love doing the silly dances, you know, and all that. I've had one person who slapped a thing on my right in front of me and said, these are the books I have. I want everything else. Now, as an author, that just makes you want to start crying because it's like, oh, my God, she read like three of my books and now she wants 17 more. I seriously, that was probably one of my favorite things ever at a convention. But, yeah, I know just talking with the readers is always fun, getting their opinions on things, kind of get a feel for things. And like I said, they always make me smile.
So, you're working on this series and that series and the other series. Tell them a little more about, which I love, your photography.
My photography is stock photography that's exclusive, but I keep it at a little bit lower price than most people because I work deals with the models. So, it works out kind of wonderful for them. But I have a lot of people that people don't know, which is good because then you have a new face on your cover. I do a mixture of different things. I'll do some paranormal stuff. Sometimes I'll call in makeup artists and hairstylists to get like some paranormal thing going on. Did a little steampunk earlier this year. I started it because when I would go into the stock sites and as anybody who's read me knows, I do a lot of interracial and looking for black men on stock photography at the time. It's gotten better. you basically had the pimp or the gang member or the nerd. And there was, like, nothing in between. And so I started because I couldn't find my own stock. And I had done photography in the past, family and event photography. So it started with that. And, you know, I was looking for a black cowboy, and everyone I found was wearing, he's supposed to be a working guy, but he's got diamonds on his wrist, you know, and some big gaudy, you know, what do you call that, a watch. And then he's wearing Jordans. And I'm like, so many things that are not what a working cowboy. I wanted a real one. And so that kind of started it. And now I just try to find people and fresh faces that, you know, people want. And it's got, I know I've got over 100 covers out there somewhere with people. And but I try to keep my prices a little bit more reasonable than what I think some other people do. Personally.
And give them the email to your website for your photography. So if they want an author's listening today and would like to get a cover or whatever, they can message you and you could thank me later, I know. But
absolutely. It's royaltouchphotography.com is my website, and on there you'll see.
Well, with an E or out of, I just got this question. With an E or out of an E?
With it what? Royal.
Royal. Touch. An E or without an E?
Royal. R-O-Y-A-L.
No E.
Royal. Yes. Oh, she's. Oh, yeah. Speaking of Royale. No, Royal. Yeah, I must have a slight accent there. No, Royal as in king and queen. Royal touch.
Okay.
Photography. Yes.
Okay. Have you thought of putting your old books on audio?
I have some books on audio. I have 6 titles on audio. It's more about getting it lined up, getting the right person. I did recently put one of my old series. I know you love the Frozen series.
Yes.
I did combine it all into one big thing and put it on KU for people because it's an older series and I wanted to make one big book. I kind of did the same thing with my cowboys. I put them all into one big book. I haven't put them on KU, but I did put the Frozen on KU just to try to see if anybody still wants to read paranormal.
I love your stuff. I'm prejudiced.
I know. I know you like the Frozen, and I know. Yeah.
And let me thank Monica for her question. Thank you, Monica. Okay. What inspires you?
Wow. I guess one of those kind of moods. Sometimes I'll be just driving along the side of the road and thinking, I wonder what's going on in that house, and just kind of making a story from that. Yeah, that's kind of where I get inspiration from, like, a lot of things. I have a love-hate relationship with this one cover artist because she put together some covers, and now I've got a 7-book series that I'm doing. That's paranormal, about 7 sisters, because I just absolutely loved her pictures, and I just sat there going through, what could I use that cover for? What could I use that cover for? And I just kept going and going. And next thing I knew, I had 7 books lined up, plotted out, and that was just one of those crazy things that happened. Sometimes I go down a rabbit hole doing research for one thing, and it leads me to another thing, and I just, maybe I want to know more about it, or maybe I just think it's a really cool thing, and the next thing you know, I've got another series started or another story plotted. And that's kind of what inspires me. There always is something going on in my head, and sometimes I just want to share it, I guess, or, you know, avoid the crazy loony bin. So it's easier to write than go to the loony bin.
For loony bin, I know this for fact.
Yeah.
So tell me about the event that's coming up, the Mall of America event.
Okay, so at the Mall of America, we have authors coming from, well, 2 different countries because we have someone coming from Bermuda. I think we're at 16 different states. We have people that write children's books. We have people that write sci-fi, steampunk, romance, paranormal, all the way up to, I think we have a couple that write BDSM. We have mystery. So there's a lot of everything. We have, I believe, 6 or 8 USA Today bestsellers going to be there. We have indie as well as traditionally published. So we have some Harlequin, some Avon authors coming, as well as smaller presses and self-published. So it's a hybrid type of environment. We have, Source Books is another one that's going to, we have some authors from there. So it's a lot of different people that are going to be coming, a lot of different genres. So we're there for everybody. And we're going to open up at 10 o'clock for VIPs, then go till about 11:30. VIPs and authors and models, because we have 10 different models. 10 of my models are going to be there, both male and female. And we're going to have lunch, and then we're going to open it up to anybody who's in the mall that wants to come. They can come. And if you get a swag bag, like I said, you get 9 to 12 books. Plus some goodies. I know there's ice packs and a whole bunch of other fun stuff that a lot of different authors have put in there.
If you do this next year for the annual event, I'm coming.
Okay, I did it last year at Rosedale, which is the second busiest mall in Minnesota. It's basically if you're from Minnesota, you go there. If you're not from Minnesota, you go to the other one, to the Mall of America. It tends to be that way. But I will say we are doing a raffle and a fundraiser for a local group called Quest. It's KWST Behavioral Development, and they work with kids that have been labeled as EBD, and they work to get them off the labeling and back into a normal classroom. So we're doing a fundraiser and a school supply drive because they fill backpacks for a lot of their students. So.
Okay, so we realize next year, I'm jumping the gun. Next year, I'm doing it live with you.
All right. That'd be awesome. Cause
you think
I'm
kidding?
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I'll be sitting in the chair and we'll do a David Frost kind of thing. Except I won't use a British accent, okay?
I can just keep sending authors to you because, like, we have 53 coming to this. So.
Well, I'm booked and through. I think it's beginning of October. And so if they want to come from October to December, I'm available. Except for Christmas and New Year's and, Thanksgiving, Otherwise, I'm free,
I'll add you to the group.
And I'm already booking for next January. So, but I'm talking about next year. I'll come to the event. I'll be the one sitting down and doing, we can have author interviews all day. Sheesh.
Yep.
That'd be
good. They could just rotate over to you.
They could rotate over to me, and we could possibly do it live, every couple of hours or whatever. We could arrange it.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That's next year, folks, not this year. I've already got 2 responses. When this year? Next year.
When this year? No,
2020.
They can come this year. They can come this year.
They can come 2019 and see you. 2020, they can see me.
Yes, so August 17th, please come to the Mall of America and get your stuff. And if you want a VIP ticket, but you're going to want a VIP ticket, you can get it at my Royal Touch Photography website. Get that before the end of the week. But, yeah, no, I know I've got quite a few people already pressuring for me for next year. I'm like, let me survive this year. Then we can start working on next year.
next year you'll invite me and I'll do interviews with everybody. Oh, my God.
That sounds like a plan.
I'm going to have a busy calendar. Okay, then you all are going to have to, you're going to look and see, oh, my God, he doesn't look a damn thing like his photo. Then I'll have Michelle
but
take a good-looking
exactly
picture of me.
That's right. I told you, silver foxing. You'll be the silver fox. I've got one. I need 2.
Anytime, darling. Anytime you want a silver fox, I'm available. Since I turned 60, I'm available. Anytime. Silver fox, yeah, that's me. All kidding aside, you have free, that is out, correct?
It's upper pre-order, it comes out on Tuesday next week. But if they want to catch up, there's four other books to catch them up on the series. So she shows
order
up in the very first
Amazon
book.
Order it now.
Yes, exactly.
And then see her at the show and get her to autograph it. It's worth it. Trust me.
Yes. Because, yeah,
okay.
You can come and get
the
autograph
book. And
the book
that's coming in November is what?
It's called The Rotation, and it's about a pre-med student who is very focused, so she has a rotation of men that know their place and know the rules, and nobody thinks that she's doing anything. They think she's just this, she's very good at pretending that she's not in any type of relationship when she's actually in multiple relationships because of the rotation that she has and the rules she has until she meets, her name is Katie, until Katie meets Tuck, and he basically rewrites the rules. So
I want to read that as soon as possible. You'll get me a galley. I know. Because
absolutely.
I'll be reading.
I want
know that. A PDF, a galley, whatever. Sometimes you get lucky. The author sometimes sends me a book 6 months ahead, you know. But
yeah.
In the last 3 minutes, do you want to talk about anything else on your schedule?
Oh, my schedule. I'm done with my schedule. It's been awesome because now it's just football season. I don't sign during football season. As soon as football season starts, Michelle goes into hibernation until football season is over. So I won't be doing any more events except the Royal Readers is my last event. Royal Readers at Mall of America, if you need to Google it. That'll be my last one, and then I will start doing events again next year. I'll be back at a few events that I've been to, and I found a couple new ones for next year. So I'm still working
up to
get that. And
you're going
to
do my show in January or February. We know that.
Yeah, because I'll
have a
release.
When the
new
comes out in January or February, you're coming. You know that. It's already preordained, didn't you know?
Yes, exactly.
I've known this woman long. I can say that to her and with a smile.
He knows me like
known
me before I was. Before I was USA Today and all that. You knew me before I was USA Today.
Do I have to touch your ring now that you're a USA Today?
I do make sure everybody does that. Yeah, at least 3 times. No, absolutely not. But
I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy, I'm not worthy. Right, okay.
Exactly.
I know, I watched too much Wayne's World.
You've been there from the start. You've been there since Chrysalis, so you've been there since the start.
I know that, too. You are my friend, and I'm glad of that. Let me do a little quick homework for next week. Next week, we have a special doubleheader. We have the inimitable Lindsay Downs and the talented Valerie Douglas. So it's not just one author. It's two authors. And it'll be a great time. We have about a minute left. I want to say thank you, Michelle, for everything. And please tell this woman out there, I didn't misspell your name.
No, my parents misspelled my name. Yes, and they both blame the other one for why it's spelled that way. So there you go. No, it is M-I-C-H-E-L. The Prince is at least right, artist formerly known as. But yeah,
no,
my parents misspelled my name. So, and I figured, you know what, just go with it, I guess. No reason to.
I understand that. Believe me, I do. I've known you too long. Thank you for coming. It has
Thank
been a pleasure as
again.
Always. And I'm going to say this. Yes. I hope the Redskins beat your team.
Oh,
okay,
I'm actually going to that
kill
game.
Kill me later, okay?
I'm actually going to that game. I'm actually going to be at that game.
I might.
No, I will be at that game. I've got the tickets already.
Well, you know, enjoy it. I won't be. I'll be sitting home watching it in the warm. You have a great, great evening. Good luck at Mall of America. We'll talk about
yes.
me coming there on the next time you do it. Be
if
well.
If I survive next week, I will.
You will. Don't say that. You will. Fly right. Be well. Good
Thank
night.
You. Good night.
My pleasure.